As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Miss Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Dr. Lum has gotten himself into quite a bad spot. After he decided to make himself the town dentist, replacing Dr. Snide, and inserting a newspaper ad to that effect, he received a letter authorizing him, as justice of the peace, to arrest one Samuel W. Snide for practicing dentistry without a license. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Abner is talking on the phone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, we want to buy all the papers you got left anyway.
It ain't no use, Abner.
I don't care how much it costs now, we want to buy them. Just send us a bill for them. Oh, no, it ain't no use to send the paper. Just burn them things up. Be sure you burn them all. All right, sir. Goodbye.
No use wasting money that way, Abner. There's too many papers out already.
Well, yeah, Lum, but every copy we get hold of is just one less that'll ever be sold by the state police or that dentist, that outfit, whoever it is.
Oh, they're bound to sell a copy by now. It just takes one copy.
Yeah, but maybe they ain't, Lum. Maybe they don't like to read, or maybe they don't prescribe to the paper, something like that.
Yeah, they read them things from kiver to kiver.
They do, huh?
More like they got special police that sit around and do nothing but read newspapers to find where folks is advertising at their dentist without having no license.
Oh, they do.
Well, they must have. That's more than likely how they found out about Doc Snide was here doing dentist work.
Yeah, but I don't think he advertised in the weekly paper no longer.
No, but he got out about your handbills.
Yeah.
Read all the handbills they can get hold of, too.
Yeah, well, Cedric's out trying to get back all them handbills of yours that you give out yesterday.
Yeah, but he won't get all of them.
Well, he might now. I told him not to come back here unless he could bring as many handbills as he started out with yesterday. And you know Cedric, you tell him to do something, my dog, if he don't stop till he gets it did.
Yeah, well, I hope he does. That'll help some, maybe.
Dog, as long I wish you'd cheer up a little. You act like the world's coming in and just sit there and don't take no interest in nothing. Just, I don't know. I wish you'd cheer up.
Wish the world would come to him.
Huh?
It'd be better than spending the rest of my life in the penitentiary.
Well, now, Lum, you might not have to go to the penitentiary.
I advertised that I was a dentist without having no license, didn't I?
Well, yeah, you done that, but you never actually done no dentist work, Lum.
That don't make no difference. I had Squire look it up in his law book, and it said you could be arrested for just putting an ad in a paper or getting out a circular or even just having some cards printed up saying you're a dentist.
Oh, it sure enough said that, huh?
Yeah. Right there in black and ink. Squire claimed I was attempting to practice under a subterfuge or something.
You weren't doing no such a thing. You was going to open up practice right here in the store, and you can just tell him that. I'll swear to it. And another thing, nobody ain't found out about you yet, Lum. Doc Snyder's the one they're after.
They'll find out about me, too.
Huh?
Things, I wish I'd have found out more about the dentist business before I'd taken it up.
Well, have you ever been over to arrest Doc Snyder yet, Lum?
No, not yet.
Well, you're supposed to. That's what that letter you got from the state yesterday told you to do.
Yeah, I know it.
They said as long as you was justice of the peace, well, you're supposed to see that he's arrested and turn him over to the police.
I know what it said in the letter. I just ain't got around to doing it. Because then I'll have to arrest myself, too.
The letter never said that. It said Doc Snide is all.
I know, but if I'm a good justice of the peace, I can't arrest him and let myself go. We're both guilty of the same charge.
Well, can't you just act like that you ain't found out about yourself yet?
No. That's the whole trouble right there. I know too much about myself.
Oh.
I can't hide a thing from me. I've done tried that.
Didn't work, huh?
No. No matter what I told myself, I didn't believe it.
Well,
I could see right through everything you said.
What, did you try to look innocent when you were telling yourself them things?
Oh, yeah, it never helped none, though. Whole trouble is that I'm too smart a jest as a thief, even for myself.
Well, maybe you could arrest yourself, Lum, and then let yourself escape. Go down in the swamps and hide out for a couple of days.
Oh, I know right where I was at all the time. You can't hide from yourself.
No, that's not. Of course, you might try shutting your eyes and walking all summer so where you couldn't see where you was going, and then you wouldn't know where you were.
No, that wouldn't help. I hadn't thought about that.
Besides,
I'd never be able to escape from myself in the first place. I'm too fast and sharp-eyed to ever let a prisoner get away.
Well, I don't know what else to suggest, Henry. Just looks like you've got yourself right where you want you.
Yeah. I'd give anything if I wasn't such a good jest as a thief now.
Well, you ought to have thought of that before you ever run for the office.
That's the trouble. Feller just never looks far enough ahead. Just got only myself to blame, that's all.
Well, I reckon you might just as well go ahead and arrest yourself, then.
Huh?
Go ahead, long as you got to do it. I'd like to watch it, if you don't mind. I never had saw nobody arrest yourself. Feller put handcuffs on yourself, I don't believe.
Well, I think maybe I ought to go over and arrest Doc Snide first. Sort of practice up on him.
Practice up.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've arrested anybody. Wasn't supposed to do that with the justice of peace officer.
No, I know it. But yeah. Uncle Henry Lunsford's out of town now, so you have to do the arresting. He's up in Kansas City visiting his daughter up there.
Yeah, I know
where. My man's working at a defense plant. He went up there to visit them long as he's working now. He said he thought he'd go up there and visit them a while.
Come to think about it, I don't believe I've ever arrested anybody since I've been in office.
No, I don't believe you have neither, huh? Leastways, I don't recollect any time you ever did. No, I don't believe you did.
That means I'm going to have to practice an awful lot.
Does, huh?
Yeah, might have to spend 4 or 5 days at it, I don't know.
Well, what is it that you got to practice along on, huh?
Oh, different stuff.
Well, all you got to do is just say, Mom Edwards, you're under arrest. Ain't that all there is to it?
Yeah, that's part of it. But there's some other junk, too. Official stuff.
What official stuff?
Oh, I can't think of it right now. Bunch of drugs.
Huh?
I'll have to look it up, Summer. That'll take me a couple of days right there.
Well, Uncle Henry Lunsford never has to do all that stuff when he arrests somebody. He just says, you're under arrest, and pulls that big old horse pistol out.
It just shows the difference between me and Uncle Henry, too. I'm more conscious about my work than he is.
Mom, I believe you're just stalling around now.
Stalling around.
Yes, sir, that's what you're doing. Go on now, let me see you do it. You don't need no practice. No.
Abner, you don't realize what you're asking me to do.
Huh?
You're asking me to arrest my best friend.
Your best friend? You mean you?
Yes, sir. I myself has been awful close to one another for years and years now.
Oh.
It's awful hard a job to turn over a friend like that. It just don't seem right.
No, something to think about. I reckon you don't. I had thought of it just that way. I can see your problem.
It'd be the breaking up of a beautiful friendship. And what it'd be.
Well, what are you aiming to do then, Mom?
I don't know. I reckon the best thing to do is just go on into the county seat and give myself up.
Give yourself up now, Mom. You oughtn't to do that now, no.
I might just do well. I'm a doomed man, I know that. Run. No way out of this mess I got myself into. No way in the world to get out of it.
Well, are you going to arrest Doc Snide first?
Maybe. Or I might try to talk him into giving himself up, too. And I wouldn't have to arrest myself.
Now, Lama, if I was you, I would...
Wonderful world.
Oh, howdy, Cedric. Dog, is you back already?
Yes, Mom, I'm back, I think. Howdy, Mr. Rome.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Did you collect all the handbills, Cedric?
Mom.
Did you bring back as many of them handbills as you started out with yesterday?
Yes, Mom.
I know. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah. Such as I brought back more than I started out with.
More? Why, you couldn't do that, Sandy.
Well, I done her, though. I couldn't recollect where I'd give out most of the handbills, so I just went over to the printing shop and had Mr. Will Spencer print up another batch of them.
You had more of them printed?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Will says he'll send Mr. Lum a bill for him.
Oh, my goodness, Cedric, you go right back over there and tell Will Spencer.
Wait a minute, Abner, don't scold Cedric. He didn't mean no harm. Besides, it don't make no difference now, no ways. I'm ruined.
I know, Lum, but we ought to do everything we can to try to make it look like if you were just a little tiny bit, you know.
I think I've got some good news for you, Mr. Lum. I seen Mr. Doc Snide this morning, and he knows a way to get out of this, I think.
He does?
Yes, Lum.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell him I was supposed to arrest him, did you?
No, Mama. Didn't know you were supposed to do that.
Oh,
I just told him you were going to have to arrest yourself on account of the handbills, and he said he'd had that same trouble a lot of times himself, and he always got out of it every time.
He did? I noticed. How'd he do it, Cedric?
I don't know. I never thought to ask him about that.
Well, I'm going to get him on the telephone right now and find out, Lon.
Yeah, get hold of him, Abner. He might have discovered some loophole, some legal, honest loophole. Hurry up and get him.
Yeah, see, now, what's the ring over at Sister Simpson? Oh, I know what it is. I'll get him.
I always said Doc Snide weren't actual no crook. If he was, he wouldn't be running around free this way. He'd be in a tenant
engine. Yeah, of course, maybe he was in there and he just done the standing broad jump and jumped right over the wall on
him. No, he couldn't have jumped that high. No, he's got a legal loophole. I know he has.
Hello? Miss Simpson? This is Abner Peabody. Is Doc Snide over there right now? Anyhow. Well, say, do you know any loopholes that he gets out of?
Oh, she wouldn't know that, Abner. Hang up.
Uh-huh. Well, I do know. For the land, say. Yeah, I'll tell them. Yeah, much obliged, Miss Simpson. Goodbye.
She didn't know how the loophole, did she?
No, she said it weren't no loophole that he gets out of, Lon. It was a winder.
A winder?
Yes, sir. Buck Snide packed his valise and snuck out a back winder and left town about 10:30.